KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, Drake women's basketball coach Amy Stevens has resigned after 9 seasons with the Bulldogs. Drake athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club announced Stevens' resignation on Monday. Stevens says in a statement that she and the school had different visions for the future of the program, which prompted her resignation. The Bulldogs finished 18-16 last season, losing to South Dakota in the first round of the women's NIT. Stevens has a career mark of 151 wins and 130 losses at Drake. She previously spent 8 seasons as the head coach at Nebraska Kearney as well. Well, top seeds Baylor and Stanford have reached the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, and they'll square off Sunday night in Denver. Brittany Griner had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 block shots as the Bears knocked off Tennessee 77-58 in what may have been Pat Summitt's final game as head coach of the Lady Vols. Summitt is yet to say if she'll return for a 39th season as the head coach. She announced in August that she'd been diagnosed with early onset dementia. Odyssey Sims had a team-high 27 points for the 38-0 Bears, who assured the Tennessee seniors of being the program's first four-year class not to reach a Final Four. The Cardinal earned an 81-69 win over Duke last night as Nemkadi Ugwumike delivered 29 points and 9 rebounds. Chiney Ugwumike grabbed 17 rebounds to go with her 12 points as they helped Stanford pick up its 32nd straight victory, and they reached the semifinals for the 5th consecutive year. In men's college hoops last night, Washington State's DJ Shelton blocked a last-second shot by Trey Woodall as the Cougars hung on to beat Pittsburgh 67-66 in Monday's Game 1 of the best of three CBI Finals. Abe Lodwick led Washington State with 16 points. Woodall, who led Pitt with 16 points, took an inbound pass with 3 seconds left and ran the length of the floor before making an out-of-control layup attempt that Shelton swatted out of bounds. Pitt inbounded again, and Lamar Patterson's long jumper missed as time expired. Washington State played without leading scorer Brock Modum, who hurt his ankle in the semifinal victory over Oregon State last week. The second game of that series is set for Wednesday night at Pittsburgh. If needed, the third game would be Friday, also in Pittsburgh. Kansas forward Thomas Robinson is a unanimous pick for the Associated Press All-America team, while Ohio State forward Jared Sullinger is a repeat selection. Draymond Green of Michigan State, freshman Anthony Davis of Kentucky, and Creighton's Doug McDermott rounded out the first-team All-America squad Monday. McDermott is the first Creighton player ever to be named an All-American. He and 3-time AP All-American selection Pete Maravich of LSU are the only All-American members who were coached by their fathers. The 6'7" sophomore had the third-best scoring average in Division I with a 23.2 average. He also averaged 8.2 rebounds while shooting 61% from the field and 49.5% from three-point range. Robinson received first-team votes from all 65 members of the national media panel that selects the weekly top 25. He's the first unanimous pick since Blake Griffin of Oklahoma in 2009. Sullinger is the first repeat All-American since Tyler Hansbrough of North Carolina in 2009. He's the first to do it as a freshman and sophomore since Chris Jackson of LSU in 1989 and 90. With Davis's selection, there's been at least one freshman on the first team in 5 of the last 6 years. Among the honorable mentioned selections as well would be Royce White of Iowa State and Harrison Barnes of North Carolina. The former Ames High School star also was an honorable mention pick. In other college basketball news, freshman guard Austin Rivers is leaving Duke to enter the NBA draft and plans to hire an agent. The son of Boston Celtics coach Doc Rivers averaged a team-leading 15.5 points and was a unanimous selection as the Atlantic Coast Conference Rookie of the Year. Syracuse sophomore guard Deion Waiters is entering the NBA draft and plans to sign with an agent. Waiters was the second leading scorer in the Orange this season, averaging 12.5 points a game, despite never starting. UAB has hired North Carolina assistant Jared Haas as the head basketball coach. Haas replaces Mike Davis, who was fired after making the NCAA tournament once in six seasons. Murray State has given basketball coach Steve Prohm a one-year contract extension and a pay raise after the Racers completed the most successful season in school history. The Racers started 23-0 as the last undefeated team in NCAA Division I, rising as high as ninth in the poll. People familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that Frank Martin is leaving Kansas State to take over the basketball program at South Carolina. The Gamecocks haven't made an announcement, but the university's Board of Trustees is scheduled to meet this morning to discuss an athletic contract matter. Drexel coach Bruiser Flint has agreed to a multi-year contract extension, the terms of which were not disclosed. Flint led the Dragons to a school record 29 wins this season. They were 2-1 in the NIT, losing to UMass in the quarterfinals. In the NBA last night, Boston a winner over Charlotte 102-95. Detroit beat Washington 79-77. Indiana dumped Miami 105-90. Orlando over Toronto 117-101. New York beat Milwaukee 89-80. Utah over New Jersey 105-84. Denver defeats Chicago 108-91. Houston over Sacramento in overtime 113-106. While the LA Clippers beat New Orleans 97-85. Also in the National Hockey League last night, it was Detroit over Columbus 7-2. Tampa Bay beat Philadelphia 5-3. Ottawa 6-4 over Winnipeg. Calgary beat Dallas 5-4. Vancouver blanking Los Angeles 1-0. San Jose a 5-1 winner over Colorado. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the veteran players will need to step up their game for the Hawkeyes next season. That is especially true at wide receiver, where Marvin McNutt has graduated after finishing with 82 catches and more than 1,300 yards last season. Senior Keenan Davis is the most experienced receiver, coming back with 50 catches last year. Ferentz feels the receiving core has potential and will benefit by increased production out of the tight end spot.
Last year, Marvin was clearly our best receiver. He demonstrated that the last couple of years. And so, you know, we're hopeful other guys will take that same path and progression. Marvin's a lot better player last year than he was in 2010. And that's a challenge for Keenan. And then the other thing, too, I think it's probably well documented. We didn't get the kind of production out of the tight end position that we normally would and have gotten in recent, historically. So we can help ourselves a lot by getting a little bit more out of that position. And we'll focus on that, too. And I think we have a group that's capable of that.
The Hawkeyes will complete their spring drills on April 14th. In other college football news, Alabama has rewarded football coach Nick Saban with a two-year contract extension and a raise 3.5 months after he led the Crimson Tide to a BCS championship. The university's Board of Trustees approved a deal that will run through January 31st of 2020. He'll receive $5.32 million in 2012 with a $50,000 raise next year and $100,000 annually after that. Under that deal, he'll make $5.97 million in 2019. BCS leaders say they're sorting through a host of intricate details about how college football's postseason would work if major changes are made to the current format. No specific mention of four-team playoff was made in the statement, but all the commissioners have acknowledged that that option is being discussed. The statement says that if the format is changed, where and when games will be played and how the teams will be selected have to be worked out. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell might allow Sean Payton to coach the Saints if he appeals his season-long suspension for his role in the team's bounties program. Goodell said Monday at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, that should Payton appeal, he probably would let him continue coaching after April 1st, when the suspension is to begin. Payton's agent said Monday that no decisions have been made about an appeal. Meanwhile, former NFL coach Bill Parcells says he's spoken to the suspended head coach, but adds that no one from the team has talked to him about coaching the Saints this year. Parcells says that Peyton has spoken to him about how to handle the season. The Saints have yet to announce their future coaching plans. Also in the NFL, St. Louis Rams signed free agent wide receiver Steve Smith, who led the NFL with a franchise record 107 receptions for the New York Giants in 2009. A concussion sustained on kickoffs were down 40% last season, exactly the kind of statistic the NFL had in mind when they moved the kickoff up to the 35-yard line. Rich McKay, chairman of the competition committee that proposed the rule change last year, said on Monday it had an effect on the game. He's surprised the total kickoff returns dropped 53%, but encouraged that player safety improved. McKay also says the committee believes quarterbacks are adequately protected, but the owners will vote this week to enhance that by outlawing horse collar tackles on passers in the pocket. He also believes players and coaches are more comfortable now about adopting the postseason overtime rule, requiring a team losing the coin toss to get a possession if the opponent kicks a field goal on the first series. In baseball news, Atlanta Braves third baseman Chipper Jones has undergone successful arthroscopic surgery to repair a tear in his left knee. He's expected to be out about 3 weeks. The Braves hope he can return in time for their home opener April 13th against Milwaukee. Pitcher Chris Carpenter has returned to the Cardinals spring training camp, but manager Mike Matheny is still unsure when his ace will be back on a mound. He underwent 4 days of testing last week in St. Louis to determine the cause of a nerve ailment that has weakened his throwing shoulder. Reliever Sean Camp has agreed to a minor league contract with the Chicago Cubs 5 days after his release from the Seattle Mariners. The 36-year-old right-hander is 26-26 with a .440 earned run average in 432 games over 8 major league seasons. Miguel Cabrera says his vision is fine and he'll be ready for the Detroit Tigers opener. The Tigers' third baseman rejoined his teammates Monday for the first time since a bad hop grounder broke a bone below his right eye a week ago. Mets third baseman David Wright singled and made a fine fielding play in his first spring training game, a 6-3 win over St. Louis. Wright had missed the entire Grapefruit League schedule because of a torn abdominal muscle. And Arnold Palmer's out of the hospital and back at work. The 82-year-old Palmer had been hospitalized overnight Sunday into Monday morning in Florida as a precaution because of high blood pressure from some new medication. Palmer was absent at the 18th green at Bay Hill on Sunday when Tiger Woods won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Palmer had been advised to monitor his blood pressure throughout the day. A test about 15 minutes before the tournament ended showed an increase in his blood pressure, and that's when they took him to the hospital. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.